Well, I had, I guess you'd call it probably depression or whatever, that, you know, I'm so discouraged of seeing that the things that I saw, and I'm seeing these things, and who's going to believe, hey, there's a demon standing there and going to jump into you or sitting on your shoulder, or I mean, who, what are you, some kind of a, who's going to believe that somebody's telling that and actually sees that? By the time I got to 18, I was really back, I was back to being almost like I was before the Lord saved me, except for all the killing part of stuff. I hated society, I hated life, I hated the world. The sorrow got me. I started drinking when I was probably 17, 16. I think it was an uncle or something. I got a can of beer from started. Then when I got the booze, and boy, that was that good feeling again, something to make you feel good and alive, because I was always felt dead and like garbage anyway. It was no life in me, but that made me feel the hurt was gone. It felt good. The booze was the peace, just like the dope was the peace before it. By the time I was 18, 19, I was spending $150. I get paid on a Friday, and Monday I'd be broke. I'd drink it all up. Life had no meaning to me, and I had no values, and I had no meaning, so I didn't know what to do with the money. In fact, I didn't know what living was about. I didn't know anything. I worked to work because I thought you're supposed to, it was work or go to jail, so I worked. But when I got the money, I didn't know what to do with it. And so I drank and I worked, but I drank so much, and you know, I couldn't drink enough because once you've been on dope, you want to get that high like the dope, and booze doesn't give you the high like dope, so you're drinking till you just pass out. Try to get that like feeling high, and you don't get it. It's not the same. So I poisoned my whole body. I ended up with wine sores. I usually work this summer. I start in the spring on a pipeline job someplace, water mains, sewer mains, and manholes, stuff like that. And come like November, December to get laid off because the ground would be frozen. I collect unemployment all winter, and then I go back to work in the spring. After 2 or 3 years of doing that, I drinking so much that I went down to a skeleton. My skin broke out with wine sores. In fact, I got scars now, some places on my legs from wine sores. I don't know how much I weighed, but my hair started falling out, my skin dried up, my teeth were all loose from no vitamin C, and I didn't eat nothing. And I drank and I was throwing up and I was having blackouts where I would black out and I'd wake up someplace and I didn't know where I was, or if I knew where I was, I didn't know how I got there. I remember I'd be walking the street picking up garbage. If you see real drunks, alcoholics in the city, pick up little pieces of paper and little pieces of garbage. I ended up having a thing about picking up little pieces of paper and garbage and, I don't know, hiding them or something. I mean, it was, my brain was so soaked that at the end of it there, the drinking got so bad, and I was such a weak wreck and sick. But I remember in the bed that I seen rats come and eat my feet. And I couldn't stop seeing these things, and I didn't know if I was hallucinating. It's just like, that's not, you're like in a big dream state again. I couldn't tell if I was hallucinating. I didn't know why, and the rats looked like they were real. So I remember thinking to myself that I must be hallucinating, and I had the DTs is what it is, but I didn't know that's what, but I remember seeing on a TV or something about that. So I figured that's what it is, and this is what this is what you call an alcoholic. That's what I am, and that's what I must have. So I know I gotta stop drinking, or try to, and I couldn't stop drinking. Alcoholics can't stop drinking, that's what makes them one. I remember trying to take a shower to stop these rats and these from coming eating my feet that weren't there, but that's what I saw them doing. And I couldn't get the water. I remember the water, I couldn't get it, the water was burning me. And I couldn't get the hot and cold water. Which one was hot and cold, I couldn't adjust them, and either one I turned on was burning me. And I couldn't get a shower, and I was dirty and stinking, and I remember falling back, because the shower was across the hall. I remember coming back and falling out into the room and passing out, probably for a couple of days. And that's when I resolved that I gotta dry out. And I went to try to talk, figure I gotta talk to somebody. I met one of my old friends somewheres. And I remember talking to them, and they didn't even know who I was. And I looked at them, I said, I'm Tom. Tom? My God, what happened to you? They didn't even recognize me. I was talking to the guy for probably 15, 20 minutes. He didn't even recognize me. He said, well, what happened to you? I said, well, I've been on a drunk. But I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to not be a drunk, and I didn't know what else to do. And that's when I started fighting in the bars. And I used to go back to the same bars as some of the places I used to go to, but mainly I used to drink by myself anyway and get as much booze as I could carry. I'd go from bar to bar until I just pass out someplace. But then I went back to the same bars, but instead of drinking, ordering a beer or whatever I would drink, I'd sit there with a glass of water. And I started drinking water. And then if somebody talked to me, I'd try to talk to them, but it wasn't talk, it was hate and anger. And I'd be wanting to show the guy that I wasn't afraid of him, because actually I probably was afraid of him, because I was afraid of my father. So I was going to show these people I weren't afraid of them. So if I got a chance to smack anybody, I would. It was just a sick thing. All I knew is God would sometime would try to wake me up and say, pray. Or God would try to get to me, but I didn't want to hear it, and I couldn't hear anything, or I didn't want to hear anything. I was probably mad at God, the world, and everything else. And near the curse, and why was I born, and how come I saw this, and nobody knows, and why did this happen anyway, and who's going to believe me, and I should have died anyway, what's the sense of living? But then I came to the conclusion, I'm like this because it's the world's fault. So I got an attitude. I was antisocial when I started fighting in the bars and fighting with the cops. And it came that they were going to, and this idea of killing people started coming back on me again. So I know the cops were out to get me, and I know they wanted to put me away. And I figured it was going to be, somebody was going to get killed. And I was getting sucked into it more.